Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Insurance here in Albert Lea and an office in Wells. And, I don't know, Mr. Sorensen, I guess, just doesn't like to wake up on a Saturday morning and talk with me. So, sorry to say, but I had to wake somebody else up out of bed, and that's Jenny. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning.
Is Tom just, thinking he's getting too big for this show, or I don't know?
Well, I'm not sure. I think he got used to having, 6 or 7 weeks off, and he must have really liked that.
Yeah, so maybe that's what he's getting into. So
that's all right, because I get to be here today, and I enjoy doing it, so here we are.
And you're the rock star. I'm just pushing the buttons. So.
Yep.
All right, here we go. We did get a listener question, and it came up as, Dear Insights into Insurance, my husband and I are going to book a much-needed trip in states. Do you think I need travel insurance if we are not going out of the country? And the second part of the question is, also, is this something I have to get through an agent? I'm booking the flight myself, or do you offer it? So, Jenny, let's kind of answer the email question. I think a lot of people last week around Albert Lea took off for spring break, and a lot of tan people are back in here in the Albert Lea Freeborn County area. So let's see if we can answer the email question.
Yeah, a lot of tan people and a lot of jealous people of the tan people.
I'm right there with you.
Yep. So I'm with this listener because my husband and I are also going on a trip, and since we cannot go out of the country, it's very fitting that this person asked this question. So I will answer the part that, if you go out and book your own trip, be it VRBO and your flight and the rental, you do not have to go through a travel agent. You can get that travel insurance through us.
Okay.
You would actually come see me.
All right, so you can get travel insurance. It doesn't have to be through a travel agent. You can go with Americana Insurance, and they will take care of you and take care of all of those travel insurance needs.
Absolutely. Then the first part, if she is just staying in the States,
right?
It's a gauge on what you think, but if you're spending money, and usually when you get into, a flight to Florida, the VRBO or hotel, the rental car, if you bought those tickets to Disneyland, the Fast Pass and all of that, mm-hmm. that can get expensive. So I would venture to say that even when you're going in the States, you might want to look into travel insurance. It's actually very affordable.
And a lot of folks, you look at some of those airlines, it doesn't matter which airline, that says, they won't charge you an extra fee to rebook, but there's some underlying issues. So why not give Americana Insurance a call, 377-2000. Talk with Jenny, and she'll give you some information and what that travel insurance would actually cost, because I think everyone wants to get out and enjoy the weather, but a lot of people did traveling pre-COVID.
Absolutely, they did a lot of traveling pre-COVID. I have a little couple facts here. More than 8 million people around the world took the skies to travel every year.
Wow.
8 million. So, and now that we, obviously COVID brought that number down, I don't have a statistic on that, but if you watch the news, they were saying that over spring break week, amount of people traveling, they were seeing over 1 million people through the airports a day.
Yeah, and they were packed airports, they were moving things quite rapidly, but a lot of people were getting out on spring break. If you saw the news, Miami was overcrowded, I think they're now feeling the effects of the COVID-19 and people just trying to get out into the sun and put their toes in the sand.
I think they're a hot spot now again, too.
Right. So if somebody is traveling, let's say out of the country, Jenny, versus in state, What are some things maybe they should look at?
Well, out of the country, there's probably going to be more an expense. And it all depends, you know, my first travel insurance experience is when I went on a cruise. So we were technically going out of the country with our cruise line, but all of that cost, you know. But if people are going over to Europe or the Holy Land or Africa, anything like that, the longer you go on that flight, the more money that flight is going to cost. So that's something a lot of people, and I think that's where our listener was getting her question at,
right,
is that just I'm staying in the States. I'm not going out of the country because there usually is a price difference, but money is money, and it's expensive to travel, and we need to make sure that you're covered if something happens.
And a lot of folks don't realize that American Insurance, just another avenue to go through as far as travel insurance. And I would guess, you know, there's not one plan. It doesn't matter if it's auto insurance, if it's homeowner's insurance, renter's insurance. There isn't one plan that's going to fit all. And American Insurance has some different plans, I would assume, for travel insurance.
Absolutely. The travel company that I work with, they've been fantastic. I've bought every single travel insurance plan that I've had through them. They have three main travel policies. It starts off with the travel light, so that's going to be your most basic. Every single plan that we have offers a travel component and a medical component, and they both make that policy.
And
Yeah,
and just to interrupt there, Jenny, because I just thinking back on the news, I think it was last couple of days, there was a little boy from Eagan, Minnesota, that had gone down to Florida and was out on the ocean. And he actually got bit by a shark. So, you know, let's hope that they had some type of a travel insurance because, you know, luckily he's going to be okay, but he ended up in the hospital, obviously.
Thankfully. And
that's where those things, those unforeseen costs come up. I mean, you're so excited about going on a trip, getting out in the sun and putting your feet in the sand. And then lo and behold, something could happen. And if you don't have that insurance, you're going to be sitting there with a lot of out-of-pocket expense.
Well, yes, and, you know, health insurance, it's expensive. We all know that. You know, they could have been they were out of their network, but sometimes health insurance companies, they'll have a copay or, you know, it could be 80-20. There could be unforeseen costs that they weren't expecting, or their health insurance company could say, we're not going to cover that at all.
So you mentioned before I interrupted you, I'm sorry, Jenny, you had what they call the LX plan, and you have a couple other plans that are available for those folks that do need to get some travel insurance.
Right. So it kind of goes, the light is it's just the bottom plan to start off. Then it goes up to the SE and then the LX. The LX is like the Cadillac of the plans. It comes with all the bells and whistles. You can get up to $1 million coverage in medical. They're all very good plans, but those are the plans that offer all those extra things that a lot of people look for in travel insurance.
And Jenny, obviously there's always cancellations, and cancellations can happen for really any reason.
They can. The most common question when people are asking me about travel coverage is if we have cancellation for any reason. And what they're really asking is all of our plans have some sort of a coverage. If the airline cancels, if the cruise ship says that they can't cruise, there's going to be coverages for that already. The cancellation for any reason means any reason. If you're uncomfortable that you can't go, if there's a sickness and maybe your dog got sick, you know, the airline is not necessarily going to be sympathetic about that.
Yeah, the dog ate my lunch, that probably doesn't fly.
Yeah, it doesn't apply. So a great example of this is, you know, we were talking about spring break. So it's Miami's now a hot spot to go down there again. They have a curfew. There's a whole bunch of rules. So let's say, Mike, you ended up wanting to go down to Miami this week because it didn't work last week for you to go.
Right.
And now you're a little nervous about going down there in a hot spot, and you just don't feel comfortable about it anymore. The airlines aren't saying you can't go. Your hotel isn't saying that you can't go. You're not feeling confident about it anymore. So if you purchased gets this cancellation for any reason with the LX plan, you could call me and say, Jenny, I want to reschedule this. I'm canceling for no reason or any reason, and you would get 75% of your trip cost back.
And if you didn't have travel insurance, Jenny, you're out zero. I mean, you're out the whole amount, correct?
You are out the whole amount, because if you call the airline and say, I'm sorry, I just don't feel comfortable going anymore, that's not going to be a reason, and they're going to say, I'm sorry, if you don't have travel insurance, you either have to go or you have to forego everything.
We're talking with Jenny on our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. We're going to continue our coverage talking about travel insurance, and we'll talk, Jenny, about maybe some medical coverage that goes along with the travel insurance when we continue with our Insights into Insurance program. We'll be back with more right after this.
Brad, let me introduce you to one of the most important people in Peytonville. She chooses Nationwide to help protect all the families, businesses, and dreams in town.
Seems like she's a local celebrity.
She's a local legend.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Americana Insurance Group, we know there are many coverage options out there. That's why we partner with Nationwide to help you find the best protection for you and your family's needs. Call Suzanne Dixon, 377-2000, or visit AmericanaInsurance.com to learn more.
Welcome back to our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE. Mike Whitus along with Jenny, part of the A-Team from Americana Insurance. A lot of folks are looking at traveling or did travel and find out, boy, I wish I would have had travel insurance, and that's why we have Jenny on this morning. Jenny, we talked the first part of the show about travel insurance. There is medical coverage with travel insurance, correct?
Yes. So this is why I like this plan so much, because it has the travel part and it has the medical part. So as we discussed with the little boy with the shark attack, we have some medical. If they have this medical coverage, it's going to give you, regardless if you're out of network, it's going to give you some medical coverage. So if something happens like that, it would take to the hospital. If you're out of the country and, you know, maybe in a third world country, it's going to bring you to a hospital of choice,
and
which is very important.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, it's going to be out of network more than likely wherever you're going to travel.
Usually, yes.
So let's maybe give some examples of maybe some claims that you have seen or heard of with travel insurance.
Yeah, so the two examples that I would have with my first, this was my first claim. I ended up organizing a trip with a church, and all the individuals came in to me and bought their own plan that they saw fit. But a couple bought this plan, and they went over to the Holy Land. So this was obvious, I think it was in 2016.
Okay.
And there's uneven ground over there, of course, as they're going through these tours, and she misstepped and fell and went face first and knocked, I think, 3 or 4 teeth out.
Mm.
So she needed emergency dental work to be able to get home. And
yeah.
She, remember, we're in the Holy Land, so it's not like you can just go to the dentist as easily as we can here.
Right.
So she was able, with this plan, they paid for it out of pocket because it was hard to, with our time difference, to try and call me. But she did have a number that she could call this travel agency, file a claim. They told her what to do. She was able to get good enough over there. Then when they came home, it also paid for all of her medical bills here because it happened while she was on the trip.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You said you had another one that maybe you could give an example of?
I do. This one kind of goes in with the cancellation for no reason, but it did also have to do with medical. So I had another couple that booked a 2-week wine country tour through California on a bus. And they had called me. They were super excited about it. They went up for a wedding up to Duluth, and she had some medical issues with her sciatic nerve. And from the trip to Albert Lea to Duluth, she was so uncomfortable in a car. And she came back and she said, I'm so glad that we chose this with my cancellation for any reason, because now I can cancel this, because there's no way I'd be able to sit on a bus for 2 weeks and not, I wouldn't enjoy myself.
Oh, it'd be in so much pain. So
yeah.
Just a couple examples of why.
Right.
you want travel insurance. And folks that are listening in this morning, we want to make sure, Jenny, that don't compare your travel insurance into that extended warranty on your auto insurance. It's totally different.
It's completely different.
And the affordability does put a lot of people's mind at ease.
Well, yeah, you know, because I mentioned that my husband and I are finally planning our honeymoon because it's been canceled 2 times now. Thank you, COVID.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so we are traveling in states, but we are ending up spending, I mean, it's not a ton of money, but it's enough that I don't want to see $4,000 walk out the door.
Yeah.
So I booked and I quoted all three just to see where we're coming in at. And it was an extra $125 for the two of us.
And when you're spending, you know, no trip, no matter where you're going, if you're going to Florida or you're going out of country down to Mexico or even a simple trip over to California like that lady and the wine country, these trips, you know, they're not inexpensive. So why not save your hard-earned money and add a little bit more to get that travel insurance? Because I think we all know that everyone handles, Jenny, this COVID-19 a little bit different, including those travel companies.
Yeah, they do. Some of them, if you read the fine print, and of course there's always fine print, but some of them, and I can only speak with this travel insurance company, they didn't cover a pandemic. Pandemic was one of the exclusions.
Mm. So as you're looking and folks listening in this morning saying, well, how do they determine how much this travel insurance is actually a cost? Or, you know, everyone looks at, well, how much is the premium? You know, is it going
yep.
to be worth it?
Yep. And this is actually the easiest quote I can do in everything that I sell, Mike. Honestly, all I need is your birth date, the amount of time that you're going. So you would start a date of, you know, May 20th until May 31st. That's an 11-day trip, and then you tell me the approximate cost per person. Once I get that in, I have a quote within less than a minute.
My thanks to Jenny. That'll wrap up this Saturday edition of Insights into Insurance.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.